This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
Someone have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm your host. I'm Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315, all Phillied out.
No, just the hat. The shirt says...
It says ill.
Ill.
Yeah.
Like I'm ill.
I'm ill. I'm ill from looking at
it. Yeah, you're ill from looking at it. Yeah.
That's a Philly shirt, right? Mm-mm. Philadelphia Philly?
That's not a Philly shirt.
Okay. It's like a hip-hop shirt that says ill, you know?
I'm thinking Philly.
With the Philly, with the Phillies,
you know. Which,
it makes sense.
It kind of,
you look like Franklin the Blue Dog wore that shirt. Philly's new mascot, man, Franklin the Blue Dog.
IBF baseball mascot, but it has to be the Yankees. Yankees.
No, he's a basketball.
Who's that?
The Blue Dog.
Oh, for the Sixers?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm thinking Phillies because you just talked about my shirt, but... You know.
But, yeah, no, I ain't talking about it. You know, it says ill.
Ill.
You know, looking at the Phillies colors, I mean, it makes you ill.
Yeah.
But, no, we got a good show. And, of course, a player to be named later.
I know, man. We got to get on that.
Player 99. Like on the video games, Player 99.
Player 20. He's player 14, actually. He's Tony Stewart's biggest fan.
Ah, okay, okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
So we could call him that.
Today I get my NASCAR game up. Y'all going to be surprised. I'm going to surprise y'all.
I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to have that segment next week.
That way, not only my mic can be on during that segment, everybody else's mic can be on, too.
We didn't want to disturb you.
You were going. Yeah, you were going.
Well, he really cut the mics off.
I figured, you know, you got this. I was like, all right, go ahead. This is your segment.
Yeah,
knock you out.
It was all you, man. You were flowing.
Let's go for this segment. We got NBA basketball. We got dummies of the week, and we got jams of the week. So I know I got some jams.
I think I had one. Let me see.
You should have an All-Star jam on there.
Oh yeah, I have one in mind.
Let's go to patrolling segment of the week.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
All right, I have a couple. Warriors roasted again on Twitter for cringeworthy all-star photo shoot. It's trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
I shared all these on our Twitter page. Twitter breaks after the Cousins get traded to the Pelicans. I don't know if y'all read any of the tweets after it was.
I did.
Twitter literally broke after that. And then I got Hannibal Buress, the comedian. He trolls KD at the All-Star 2K game. Ask if he loses at 2K if he'll switch teams.
I'm not a fan of him at all.
Oh, I'm a fan of that.
I think he's just a corny dude, man. The man who killed Bill Cosby, he'll always go down as the man who killed Bill Cosby. Remember, did you see the clip of the comedy show? He had a comedy show, I can't remember what it was, and he bought up the whole Bill Cosby situation. And after that, that's when things went downhill.
Really?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I will always blame him for that.
I've always liked Hannibal Buress as like an extra on shows.
Yeah,
because I mean, you know, he's like funny, but in spurts. Like I don't feel like he's, you know, good enough to watch like a stand up or something.
He's a corny dude to me.
Yeah.
He's a corny dude. I'm sorry.
I'm good with what he said to him though. I mean,
oh yeah, yeah. I mean, of course.
That's great.
The KD jokes are always gonna, you know.
And I've got more KD jokes coming for Dummies of the Week. I'll say that later. do y'all have any like trolling? Social media trolling sports this week? No?
No.
All right. Let's go into jams of the week then. We have some jams.
I like the Greek Freaks jam when he almost jumped over Steph in the All-Star game.
Sloppy pass. Carter. It's and the crowd responds to a spectacular dunk from Vince Carter.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down.
Welcome. Shut up and jam. Do you want me to shoot it? No! Slam! Slam!
BSS Carolina's Dunks of the Week.
So do y'all have any jams this week?
The one I just said.
Besides that one?
Besides that one. I like the one LeBron had.
I did see that one. That was a nasty one.
I like the Greek one LeBron. Freak. You know, and I like the Greek Freak one. I'm just not a big fan of bigs dunking on little guys like everybody else is. What do you think about that? I'm not a big fan of that.
It depends. Like, what was the one a couple weeks ago? I'll have to look on Facebook page. We had one that was a huge dunk on one tall guy. Oh, no, that was a small guy. Anthony Davis got dunked on by Powell from Toronto.
See, that's what I'm saying. Though I like those dunk ons.
It depends what the dunk is. I mean, like DeAndre Jordan dunking on somebody.
The Brandon Knight, remember that one from a few years ago?
Yeah, see.
LeBron on Jason Terry, remember that? It's like, those are nice, but you dunked on a little guy.
You did what you had to do.
But
I agree with you.
I think just because everybody wanted to see it, mine would be the KD lob to Russell Westbrook in the All-Star game.
Yep.
I love the bench reaction after that.
Yeah, I did too.
That was great.
And it was actually like, it made me get up out of my seat when I saw it.
But when they talked to Russ after the game about it, Russ kind of said, he's like, hey, man, it was just a basketball play.
Yeah, Kevin Durant kind of said the same thing.
We're not buddies after that.
Yeah.
Hopefully that gets mended one day, because I don't blame KD for leaving, but I blame the way he left. He kind of left Russ out to dry, man.
Yeah.
He did.
And I think, you know, where he went, too.
After the way they lost
to Golden State, you know, I mean.
He definitely owes Russ a conversation. He does.
Listen, you're supposed to be boys, and you know, Seattle and Oklahoma City. I mean, you're the faces of that franchise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, yes, he absolutely deserved. Hey, let's sit down and talk of what I'm thinking about doing.
Right.
Because and here's the worst thing. Everybody always thought it'd be Russ that would leave Oklahoma City, not Kevin,
mm-hmm.
because L.A. and everything else. And now Russ stays, Kevin leaves.
How many years were they together?
Seven.
Seven years.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's good.
But then I think a lot of this is manufactured. I mean, I don't think they're hating each other as much as everybody thinks.
Yeah, it's the media.
But Russ is still, I think Russ is still genuinely upset about the situation.
I would be upset about him leaving, but I'm not. I mean, listen. I mean, we're still
the media makes something. I mean, they're not going to fight or anything like that. But you
that's
know,
the way they make it out,
right? They're not. Yeah,
they're not getting ready to fight.
But you know what's cool about the whole situation? You know what the coolest thing about this whole situation is? Their moms are still tight,
right? Which is great.
Did you see the pose there? Their moms are still tight. Yeah,
I figured it.
Russ's mom and KD's mom are still tight. Then in the All-Star game, they showed Russ's dad and KD's mom. So the parents are still cool.
Which I'm saying the kids, they aren't. They're as cool as you think. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of it's overblown.
And you saw
like, you know, reaction, like you said, from the bench,
mm-hmm.
and from the rest of the league, like, you know, they're all trying to get them back together, get them, you know, for one love. And so I think, you know, when you have that kind of you kind of have that backing from your peers, I think it makes it easier. I think there will be a day.
Yeah, and even when they the bench react, which was cool, you could still kind of see Russ and Katie like, eh,
yeah,
yeah,
I guess, whatever.
It was just a bad – I mean, it's, we're on the court together. I mean, we had
If Charles Oakley and Michael Jordan are best friends, you're kidding me if you really think these two aren't really tight. I mean, growing up 80s and 90s, Charles Oakley and Jordan, we thought they would kill each other.
No.
If they ever did.
No, what people forget, the reason why they're great friends, because remember Oakley's early years in Chicago when Jordan's
– Right.
He was Mike's enforcer. Mike right. actually no, owes – Jordan actually owes, hell, the first part of his career to Charles Oakley.
Well, yeah, they, when they were losing, what, yeah.
And, you know, when they play teams like the Bad Boys,
right.
if you touch Jordan, you got to see Oakley.
No, right. Which is huge. But, you know.
They were like, kind of like, it was kind of like how in hockey when you.
Yeah.
Because, like you never see the star ever in hockey. You never see the star ever get into a fight.
But I remember watching the Knicks and the Bulls. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
Jordan
yeah.
and Oakley.
Now going to that,
man,
yeah.
they really hate each other. But I knew about earlier when they played
and they were always friends.
But, like, I've heard that if you go to, you know, certain places, you know. LeBron and Maverick Carter and all these other players mm-hmm. go in these lower level clubs and hang out.
Yeah.
You know, come on. You don't tell me KD and Russ aren't cool enough they hang out some.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I think if, you know, like the All-Star game, it's not like everybody goes out to dinner.
Well, did you see?
Let's leave Russ at home or not take him.
Well, did you see the shoot arounds, you know, pre and post shooters, where they were kind of just like kind of walking past each other and dapping up people that they knew. You know what they remind me of? You know what Russ and Katie are? They're a couple who just broke up.
Right.
But they both still have mutual friends.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what Katie and Russell are.
Definitely.
That's what they are.
The families are still close.
Everybody's still close. All the friends are still close, but it's still kind of awkward. They're both in the room like,
the moms are really
I got to go say hi to both of them.
Yeah.
The moms are close.
That's exactly right. That's a good analogy.
I agree with that.
That's what they are.
I do think, you know, listen, first of all, is Russell Westbrook, who is, you can say what you want, today's Kobe Bryant as far as competition. Like, he is competitive all the time.
Oh, as far as ice water in the veins type player? Yeah.
He's the closest to Kobe.
I've always said Russell Westbrook is the child of Kobe and Allen Iverson.
No, I
agree. If Kobe and Allen Iverson had a baby, it'd come out as Russell Westbrook.
You know, he left, and Kevin Durant left the team that beat him in the Western Conference Finals when they were up 3-1. Yeah, I would be mad at Kevin Durant, too.
And the way he, in leaving, he didn't let Russ know. He left Russ in OKC answering a ton of questions, and Russ is like, "Sure, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anything." That's where Russ's frustration comes from, because right. he was left hung out to dry, man.
No
explanation. I think KD threw him a text. No, don't text me. We're boys. Don't text me.
Right. And he's more than that.
Yeah. So I get where Russ is coming from.
Yeah.
But I don't get the. I get the KD hate to a point because he's like turned into like one of the most hated dudes in the league.
Yeah,
I hate Golden State. Let me tell you one. I'm sick of hearing how great Steph Curry is. Baloney. He's one of the biggest showboating players in this league. Let me throw a three.
He didn't used to be like that.
But he's grown. And I used to can't stand it.
He has
another reason I can't stand it is Charlotte Hornets fans. Please come back.
Yeah.
Please come to Charlotte. Stop it. He ain't coming. And if he does, stop.
I hate that, too.
But Draymond Green, I can't – you know, he's the old school player. Shut up, dude. You're not even – if you go to another team, you ain't one top two players on it.
Right. I've said that, yeah.
So most overblown players in this league. And, you know, I get
– Draymond Green is in the right place.
Right.
He's in the right place.
Which is great. Hey, he's a good player. I mean, I definitely say he is. But –
Impressive triple double he had too.
Yeah. It's one of the most impressive.
That was one of the most impressive I've ever seen. Yeah,
with 4 points.
With no double digit points. Yeah, that's crazy.
10 steals, 10 rebounds, 10 assists.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. But you know, I get the hate for Golden State. I mean, you know, you won the most games ever in the regular season. You've been to finals 2 times in a row. You either live long enough to become the hero, you come the villain. 1 to 2. They become the villain now because people do not like dynasties.
So
they don't.
Man, what a contrast between Golden State now and Golden State 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Even 3 years ago.
Yeah, I mean.
Even three. The first time they won a title, compare them now to when they won the title.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loved them then.
They had four All-Stars in this All-Star game, and the Golden State team of Hardaway, Sprewell, and those guys, Mullen, those guys, they had four All-Stars in like 8 years. You know what I'm saying?
And for him to – Draymond Green to be starting before Russell Westbrook, give me a freaking break. All right. Curry starting before Russell.
I understand
Steph
that.
He's not even had a good – I understand hate that. The All-Star voting.
And that's what it is.
All right? Because they never go based off of
season. It's a popularity vote.
They never go off of that season.
Because you got to remember who's voting. It's mostly kids. And these little kids don't give a damn about a triple-double.
No.
A triple-double average. They don't care. No, that's not exciting to them.
No. But people who are actually having very good seasons get left off. Really?
They do.
Because somebody – I am the world's worst about somebody should be in an All-Star game just because. Kobe Bryant that last year should never touch the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. Magic Johnson should not be at the All-Star game. I get why they did it, HIV and all that. I get that back then.
He's still leading vote getter, too.
Right. Derek Jeter. I couldn't stand he was in Major League All-Star game. It was ridiculous. The guy was batting like 250.
But I
get it.
Yeah, with Jeter and Kobe, it's kind of like the swan songs. Right. I mean, you kind of almost have to do it.
Yeah.
You kind of almost
have to.
Yeah,
but you
almost
do.
Yeah, you kind of almost have. Yeah, you have to, because it's like leaving somebody like Kobe Bryant off the All-Star team, knowing it's his last year. Ooh. I don't know.
It's no worse than leaving somebody out of the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame or the NFL Hall of Fame this year.
It's a different All-Star game. That's a whole different thing. Hall of Fame.
We ain't getting into that one today.
That's just stupid.
But going back to the dunks, Zion Williamson, only 16. I don't know if you've seen this.
That Dominique Wilkins windmill yet.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, this kid is going to throw up. He's only 16.
Mm.
We'll see. We'll talk a lot more about him. That's our dunks of the week. Talk about the All-Star festivities. The West beat the East in the All-Star game.
Well, All-Star weekend is horrible now.
Yeah. To be honest, like, I don't mind the fact that there's not a lot of defense. And like, I know some people who are like, you know, they're calling for like demanding change right away, that something's got to change.
The All-Star game is horrible, man.
I won't watch it. I will not watch it.
Did you see the halftime score?
It was
97-92 at the half.
It's like a regular game. Some teams don't even score that.
They're just letting people go by. I'm like, come on,
bro. I will not even watch the All-Star game anymore. Just because, I mean, I tried to watch some of it with Kimba, but I can't watch the game because it's so bad. 192 points?
Yeah.
Come on, man. At least this score was close. I remember last year they were up by 30.
Mm-hmm,
the West was, and but you compare the West to the East, the talent is so far different. I mean, there's a huge gap.
Oh yeah,
The All Star game, you come down, you'll see a play where Steph Curry comes down and puts on a dribbling show, or Russell Westbrook comes down in the lane and dunks. Then the East answers back with Kyle Lowry pulling up some three from 30 feet that he never shoots. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. I don't mind the fact of no defense, and I think one of the things that I liked is you saw like a lot of like chemistry between players who don't normally play together.
Right. That's what I like. I like seeing.
I saw some dunks in the All-Star game that were hand and fist above anything that they had in the dunk contest itself.
We're getting ready to get there.
The dunk contest was the All-Star game.
Dunk contest. We're getting ready to talk about dunk contest.
Three-point shoot around was pretty good, too.
We're getting ready to talk about that, too. But the All-Star game, you got to put some more defense. It's getting to the point like the NFL Pro Bowl, right, where it's like, why am I even looking?
Where that, to me, is the worst All-Star game of all sports.
Yeah. To me, the best weekend is the NBA All-Star weekend.
Yeah, but it disappointed.
NFL did a great job for the weekend before with the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl was horrible. But the Major League Baseball All-Star game is still good to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, this NBA – scoring 200 points on a basketball game is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my point. Anyway, talking about the dunk contest, Glenn Robinson, third one. All I'll say is very unimpressive. And it seemed like they were doing the same dunks.
Yeah, they were bringing people out
and dunk over.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Especially, you know, the thing that's disappointing about the dunk contest this year, coming off last year's. We thought it was back.
Well, first of all,
we thought it was back.
If you're hurt, don't do it. Aaron Gordon was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. I mean, the drone dunk would have been nice, but it took him so many times to try to do it.
It lost its allure after the first time.
Right.
The best thing about that dunk contest to me was the shots of Aaron Gordon's sister. Did y'all see that?
Yes.
Did y'all have
No,
happen
I
see?
Didn't.
Yeah,
I
think yeah, it's yeah, 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 yeah.
No, I don't think I did.
I think nice. I saw it.
Nice. Really?
Yeah, she's nice. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have to revisit that weekend.
Yeah, she was sitting behind someone. They kept showing, like, the cleavage.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that
it's,
was...
It's,
yeah,
good, it's a good thing Brent Musburger wasn't
oh, man.
commenting on that.
He's so slimy, but I like it. I like it. That'd probably be me as a commentator, too. That'd be me all day as a commentator. Brent Musburger's a piece of slime with some of the stuff he says on air.
Just blame it on the old age.
Oh, you talking about the girl sitting behind...
Devin Booker.
Devin Booker. Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, yeah. No, I remember.
Did you see that? Did you see that?
Oh, no. The whole world remember that one.
Oh, man.
That's Aaron Gordon's sister. Mm-hmm. I have pics if y'all want to see too.
Oh, no.
I have
pictures. Yeah, she's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. There she go. There she go. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, getting back to the dunk contest, besides the Gordon dunk, man, it was very under. Now, the kid from Phoenix, I picked him to win.
Everybody
and
did.
And they sent him back to the D League already.
Mm.
So, which we knew that was coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they don't, Aaron Gordon, don't be in the dunk contest if you're hurt. Don't.
Yeah.
And the NBA has to start putting some NBA All-Stars in this dunk contest. Or otherwise, stop doing it.
I kept saying
DeAndre Jordan, stop dunking.
Yeah.
Stop being there.
I just think the scoring is just so juvenile in a sense because I mean like they're giving like straight tens to people who
missed their first four dunks.
Exactly. Exactly.
But then they gave 38 to a guy like the 38 to a good that took him like five or six times to do it.
But it was one of the most impressive right. dunks that there was. Yeah. I mean,
bring Vince back. Hashtag bring Vince back.
You can't put no. I think what they need to do is they need to have one all-star from each side in the dunk contest. You need to. You need Andrew Wiggins. Why the heck is Andrew Wiggins not in a dunk contest?
Mm-hmm. I know.
These young guys should come in and be like, give them a $50,000 bonus or something. Give them something.
Mm-hmm. Jabari Parker if he wasn't hurt.
Right, if he wasn't hurt. But mm-hmm. you have to bring these young guys in. I'm going to tell you right now, Dennis Smith Jr. is not in a dunk contest next year or the year after. It's a shame. The kid from State. I mean, dude, he's been dunking all year.
That's baby Westbrook.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that later. Three-point shootout. Klay was eliminated in the first round. Eric Gordon won. And Kemba was in the finals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, at least he made it that far.
That was pretty good. You know, I was sitting there watching that, and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, man, they should really have, like, some kind of contraption where, like, some kind of, like, automated, like, I don't know what it would be, like a cardboard cutout or something. Like, somebody 7 feet tall comes up and, like, tries to, like, get, like, a little bit of defense on the three-point.
Yeah.
And just, you know, throw like a little monkey wrench in it, you know.
They didn't do the skills challenge, did they?
They did the skills challenge. Okay. You know who won?
Who won? I missed that.
The unicorn.
Porzingis. That's right.
Listen, that's one of my favorite events. I love watching the big guys go against the smaller guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great. Isaiah against
the skills challenge is one of my favorite things.
Because
it shows who has skills.
I used to love the half court. Game they used to have the shots,
yeah,
with the legends, one of the females from WNBA,
right,
and I like when they do.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
I thought it was a major failure when they brought Steph Curry out for like I can't remember what benefit
for
it was going to.
It was for the Sager.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
He missed like eight
half-court shots, and they were all hitting that same side of the rim, like just the back right part of the rim, and.
I was surprised by that Steph wasn't hitting those. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah. I was too a little bit, but like after the third or fourth one, I'm like, man, this is just like watching a train wreck.
Yeah.
Like everybody's expecting him to make it, and he's just sitting there missing it. And like,
let's give him one more.
Yeah,
one more,
they're like, one more. And it's like, only if you make it will we increase the money to like
50,000. And then they increased it because they brought Sager's kid.
Yeah, and he dunked it
on Shaq's shoulders.
Yeah.
Which is good, but you kind of figured they were doing that to a point.
Oh, yeah.
Sager was somewhere like WTF, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway, that was All-Star weekend. I still think it's the best All-Star
thing
of all sports.
It is.
I mean.
Just disappointing this year, that's all.
Yeah, it was very. The celebrity, one other thing, Jairus Robertson, of the New Orleans Saints fans that had liver that has liver disease. He was the all-star.
Oh, the little kid. Yes.
It was great. He actually went up to Kimba and said, "You look like John Wall. I thought you were John Wall." I mean, I don't know if y'all seen
I don't know. Is that a compliment, I wonder?
Well, they do look just alike. Yeah, they look really close. Going to the NBA deadline.
Best point guard in the East after
who?
John Wall. He's probably the best point guard in the East.
John Wall's good, man. John Wall's good.
Never was a real big fan of his, but he is probably the best point. He's Russell Westbrook East.
He's shorter version, yeah.
They're about the same height.
I thought he was
about, they're both about 6'3", 6'4".
Russell's 6'6".
He's listed at 6'4". Okay. Mm-hmm. That's why everybody's so impressed with his rebounding with these triple-doubles.
Should the Pacers trade Paul George to the Lakers? That didn't happen, but they should have.
What the funny dynamic with that is? It'd be Magic and Bird kind of working together. You know what I'm saying?
That might be part of the reason. Going over to other trades, Nerlens Noel traded from the Sixers to the Mavs for Bogut, Justin Anderson, and a first-rounder.
It's good for Noel. He needed a change of scenery.
I think it's good for the Mavs.
He was the process before trust the process, I guess.
I think it's good for them because it gives them a piece to move on after Dirk is gone.
Right. And they got your boy Harrison Barnes, too.
My boy.
That's your boy, right?
He's from UNC, dude. That's right. I'm a State fan.
I get all these North Carolina schools mixed up sometimes.
I mean, they're only like 8 miles apart.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good thing. And just listen, people don't sleep on Justin Anderson. Kid from Virginia is not that bad. Mm-hmm. Now he can go play with the process and anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sixers held on to Okafor, which was surprising. They never did make a trade for that.
Yeah, the way Embiid is getting hurt now, you got to hold on just in case.
That's what I'm surprised you trade Noel.
Just to see.
After you get rid of Dolan.
Yeah.
Lakers trade Lou Williams to the Rockets for Corey Brewer on first-round pick. We mentioned that earlier. I think it's a good trade for the Rockets. You get a backup point that can score.
Yeah, for the Rockets,
He's sixth man of the year,
I just don't get it on the Lakers' end.
Yeah.
Well, you got a first-round pick.
Okay, yeah.
Plus you got Brewer. Brewer can give you a veteran on that team. Who's your vets? Well, Meta World Peace is playing. By the way, I got to point out one thing. I never watched the NBA talent show again because that was horrible. I watched it. Meta World Peace, stop trying to rap.
Oh, man. He's still trying that?
Yeah. Anyway.
They've all tried.
The other trades that happened, Nets trade Bojan and Chris McCullough to the Wizards for Andrew Nicholson and a 2017 first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to the Wizards, man, it adds another small forward that can score. Otto Porter's not really working out, I guess, as the fourth pick.
He's having a good year, though.
He's having a good year.
I think he leads the league in three-point percentage, I think.
Does he lead the league?
You might have to look that up. I think he leads in three-point percentage.
But, yeah, so they made that trade, and Chris McCullough is one that's hit a couple game winners for Brooklyn. Brooklyn just has nothing.
Yeah.
You're talking about a team that should move.
Oh, man. They went all in on that Pierce Garnett. They went all in, man. And it's killing them for years to come.
Yep. Charlotte Hornets should have made that trade a couple years ago. Boston Gallaudet's picks. Thunder acquire Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott from the Bulls for Cameron Payne and Jeffrey Levering.
OKC got a lot better today.
You see, Doug McDermott scored 70 something
game? Jimmer Fredette.
That was Jimmer Fredette. You're right.
Well, those dudes are smaller than all of us.
Yeah. But they can shoot.
We'd be centers in that league.
Pretty much. Hey, I'll be good with that.
Yeah. And then you got Yao Ming.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
But no, I mean, definitely Thunder got a lot better. So
Chicago got progressively worse, which is good for me because I'm a Pistons fan. And we might get that seventh spot from them now.
But Cameron Payne I like Cameron Payne.
I like him too. But the only thing with OKC, though, who's going to run their offense now when Russ sits down?
Russ is going to sit down?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you got to get those triple-doubles somehow.
Victor Oladipo?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, you can play him at
the
point.
Yeah, you can.
All right. You want to change your picks for the second half of the season in the East or West? I think we all have
like finals
Cavs.
Picks?
I mean
– Cavs, Warriors, yeah.
Cavs, Warriors.
That's still mine.
Do you see Boston overtaking – the Cavs for one seed?
Honestly, if anybody, to me, honestly, if anybody's going to challenge the Cavs for the East, it's going to be the Wizards. I like the Wizards better than the Celtics and the Raptors.
I know the Raptors make some good moves. The only and I think Ibaka helps the Raptors.
Oh, I forgot that.
I think the Celtics, Isaiah Thomas is playing great. I think if they play the Cavs, they're going to get blown out, though, because he's shorter.
He's short.
They don't have a second scorer like him.
Right.
And I think it will hurt them. They should trade it for Paul George today.
Yep.
They
or Jimmy Butler.
Or Jimmy Butler. They needed that second guy. I think coming out of the East, the Wizards, I agree, would be – dude, they ain't – Cavs could sit LeBron, Kyrie for two games in the Eastern Conference Finals and still win it in five games.
Yeah.
I think the backups
that's,
would be –
that's how bad the East is.
Yeah.
I like to see Wall and Kyrie in the Eastern Conference Finals. I like to see that point.
I'd really see that than Isaiah.
And numbers-wise, Wall's better than Kyrie. Been better than Kyrie this year by the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Out West, I mean, Warriors.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, now I will say watch out for the Pelicans. I do think they'll make a run.
And, of course, the Spurs.
The Spurs, but Memphis Grizzlies.
Memphis Grizzlies.
They have beat the Warriors twice this year already.
Tell you, the West playoffs this year is going to be something to watch.
Yeah, if the Pelicans get in that eighth spot and play Golden State, I'll give them a game.
Yeah, and you said that you said they had to go 15-10 the rest of the year?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
They
The only thing I don't
they
like –
they played Nuggets three times.
Yeah, the only
Who is the eighth seed?
And those games will be big. Those games will be big.
The only thing I don't like is, like, you know, we were talking about earlier, there's only 20-something games left until the end of the season, and it's just not a lot of time to gel that chemistry.
And that's why the big trades probably didn't happen. You're right.
They're waiting until the
draft.
So this draft is going to be crazy.
So you get an off-season, you'll get training camp, you'll get probably working out together in the summertime. Yeah, I get it.
Well, I don't get, in preseason. Well, I don't get the draft this year. If you go picks 1 through 5 in the draft, is not that big of a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Tatum, Dennis Smith, kid from Carolina.
Ball.
Justin Jackson.
Justin Jackson, probably.
Lonzo Ball. I know.
I want to talk about Ball's brother.
The one had 92. Yeah.
He was cherry picking the whole game.
His behind off.
I can't stand. There's a guy at the Y that does this. He cherry picks the whole game.
I hate a cherry picker.
I do too.
They're the worst.
I can't send it.
I mean, when you get old, man, you can't run up and down the court and then run back.
Then you shouldn't be playing ball.
Play some damn defense. That's like it's 5-on-4 down here. Come on, man.
If I see that guy's playing, I usually don't play on that court.
I'm right there with you. Like, I hate cherry pickers, but I think that's funny that you mentioned that some old guy at the Y down there just hanging out underneath the basket.
He's 40, 45 probably.
And his dad needs to be quiet. The dad needs to be quiet.
Yeah. Come on, Steph Curry.
He's not better than Steph Curry. Let's stop it.
All right. Anyway, you know, I got to talk. Anyway, we'll talk more
about stage mom. That's what he acts like. Like a stage mom.
But if you look at the draft this year, really not that big a difference between the guys coming out. I mean, you know, Dennis Smith. I would get Dennis Smith. That's just my personal opinion.
It won?
Still. Yeah.
Number one overall pick, Dennis Smith?
Yeah. Because who's going to go ahead of him?
Jason Tatum.
I wouldn't take Tatum over
Smith. I wouldn't have said that a couple weeks ago, but Jason Tatum is coming to his own.
He is coming to his own. It's really so close, though, I think, this year. Last couple years, it's not been – it's pretty unanimous.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Simmons last year, we knew he was going to be number one.
He might get on the court this year too, from what I'm hearing. Yeah, they're trying to get him on the court. I want to see him.
I do too.
I want to see him.
Let's move into dummies of the week. Joseph Randall dummies of the week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall BSS Carolines dummy of the week. You guys got any dummies?
I think I have one.
You know, this is a fairly new story that I just read recently. Jameis Winston going to a middle school.
Oh, I read that today.
And talking to a bunch of fifth graders and basically singled out all the girls in there. Like, you know, he's saying, like, all my guys stand up. And girls are supposed to be silent and stuff. And I know where he's coming from. He was trying to have a motivating factor to it, you know, talking to these young kids, but
it came out so wrong.
It came out so wrong. And I'm sure the message, you know, for fifth grade kids was received, but come on, man.
All right, hold on a second. Jameis Winston, his agent should be fired. All right, I'm just saying. Who in the world is going to put Jameis Winston at elementary school? to talk some kids.
I agree.
Who?
I agree.
PR and everything.
Why is the PR in Tampa Bay Bucks? Why are you not doing some prep for him? You can't just let him walk into some school. Come on. He might steal the crab legs. No, I'm just kidding. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I got a couple. Trent Richardson arrested on third-degree domestic violence. Come on, man.
Really? I did not hear about that.
I did. I heard about it.
Listen.
You talking about somebody's stock who just went just plummeted?
Oh no, it's bad. Master P in the celebrity game.
Yeah,
Master P, you ain't making me go, huh? You're making me go, please sit your butt down when you're playing celebrity game, dude. Oh my gosh! And then of course my wife is like, who's Master P? I'm like, really? You don't know who Master P is? So I had to play the song. She's like, wow, he was famous. I'm like, yeah, he's actually was pretty good.
A lot of damn money he made.
But Master P playing, and he looked like Charles Barkley playing because he gained like 100 pounds, I think. And he could use the ball. I mean, he would have made the Hornets back in the day.
I thought that was just a big publicity stunt,
and he could actually shoot pretty well. But watching the celebrity game this week is horrible, man. Announcer at the celebrity game introduces KD as from OKC.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. That's the one I was going to say. That was crazy.
Slip up.
Yeah. You talking about somebody who should be fired.
Yeah.
he should be fired.
Oh, and Kevin Durant's face was great. Ole Miss self-imposed.
He played it off good.
No, he did. Ole Miss self-imposed bowl ban for 2017 after being charged with lack of institutional control by NCAA. Ole Miss, you self-impose 1 year of a bowl game. They're going to give you 2-3 years of a lot worse.
I mean, yeah. But I guess if you're Ole Miss, you've got to do something. And I don't think you're going to self-impose yourself for more than 1 year.
They'll do a lot worse. And listen, if you're going to cheat, then cheat to win, okay? If you're going to cheat to get all these recruits, you better win more than just Alabama. You better win a conference title or a national title because I don't get it. I mean, first of all, don't cheat. But if you are, actually win something.
Isn't it amazing how much we're seeing this nowadays? I mean, you know, Carolina brought down the house whenever they had their big scandal. And then, you know, Louisville, now Ole Miss. I mean, it goes to show you, like, once the NCAA sticks their nose in something and starts unraveling these pages, like, it really all comes out. Sure. You really see what some of these universities are doing.
True. Did you have a dummy, or did I take yours?
The KD one, the announcer. Right. Yeah. Oh no, that's fine. He probably doesn't have a job anymore, unfortunately.
Probably not. All right, everybody on Periscope, Periscopians, stick around. We got one more segment come up. Everybody else, we'll see you later. And as always, you can catch us everywhere.